The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is May 5th, 2015, and we are sponsored by U.S. Wellness Meats. That's www.grasslandbeef.com. Give my buddy John Wood a call or go out to his site, order some of the best meat there. I believe that's in the world. He is top, second to none. Number two, Saugerties Chiropractic Center. They are only for people living in New York or upstate New York. Right now, they're in the process of rebuilding their website. Dr. Mark Colligan is the guy. I've been going to him for probably 10 years, and he's putting me back together every time, and he's doing that right now. He does everything, soft tissue, trigger points. I had 15 trigger points last week that he had to hit, and, man, did that hurt. Deep tissue laser. He's got pulsed electromagnetic frequencies. That's another thing he had me on, both of those. And obviously, he can work with anybody, but he's great with sports injuries. And here's a guy that loves to talk about human performance. He's a great guy to talk to. And once we get he's down in the Hudson Valley, so it's a kind of a weird area. Once his Wi-Fi set, is set correctly. He will be on with us a minimum of once a month doing a show on chiropractic, and we're going to be really hitting the whole area of sports injuries and athletes. He's one hell of an interesting guy, so I think everybody out in Motivation Muscle is going to really enjoy Mark, and he really is a wealth of knowledge. Thirdly, Dr. William Wong, who's a regular on Motivation Muscle. He's got a great line of supplements, and he's sponsoring me right now and helping me get rid of a few of these injuries. www.docspreferred.com. Go out and look at his website. He has got everything, and he is unbelievable. I mean, great guy, and he'll help anybody out. We got Roger LaPointe, who's on here every Tuesday. He was on this morning. Roger was my first guest on Motivation Muscle, and I go back over 20 years with Roger to the days of York Barbell. They're still running that safety squat bar. It was $299. It's $225 plus shipping, which is pretty cheap. I got one 2 weeks ago via FedEx. It's a phenomenal bar. And if you got any like shoulder injuries or just nagging stuff, I would highly recommend it. I've got some issue there right now, and we're working on it diligently to straighten it out. And having your hands out in front of you, it's a different feel, but it works. So go out to AtomicAthletic.com or give Roger a call. And last but not least, for this month, till May 21st, we're working with our good friend John Drake from MuscleMass.com. If you go out and buy their flagship product, Adaptogen N, you can get 21% off it right now. All you have to do is go out into the discount code, type in Motivation, 21%, and if you buy three, you get one free. So go out to MuscleMass.com, or if you call, tell them Motivation and Muscle sent you. Today, we have this gentleman is a regular guest now on the show, too. Our good friend Gareth Denyer. What the hell's the matter with me? I tripped over my tongue.
It's okay.
I'm sorry about that.
No worries, man.
He's on with us now every month minimum. He is the owner of HCP Barbell. He is a strength trainer. If you know anything about this gentleman, he has graduated over 100 high school players into Division I football. This guy's the real deal. He's as honest as anybody I've ever met talking to, and we're really glad to have him on the show. So, Gareth, welcome to Motivation Muscle. And before you come on, I do want to talk about today. Our subject is how to become a great strength coach. And there's a few things that Gareth outlined, and I'm just going to give them quickly because we're going to try to hit on each one. Time under the bar, obviously sacrificing your time and putting others before you, which is big. Learning how to connect to your with your athletes. You know, that's a big thing too. I mean, rapport is can be very rough at times, especially if an athlete has come from a setting where, let's just put it this way, they had limited success and left or were told to leave. Willing to consistently learn and teach others. That's a big thing right there. But as he'll tell you and I'll tell you, when you love something like this and you're committed and you have that type of passion, I think it just comes naturally. And then obviously high energy and motivation, and that's why we are Motivation and Muscle. So, Gareth, come on, brother. Give a short bio of what you are, who you are, if they haven't heard of you, and let's get in the show and kick some ass and pull some teeth out. How's that?
Sounds good, man. Appreciate it, Eric. Okay. Glad to be back again. Love being here.
Glad to have you, man.
Thanks, man. I'm Gareth Denyer. I'm an owner-operator of HCP Barbell here in north side of Houston, Texas. We're known for training football players. Like I mentioned before, we also train other sports, soccer, swimming, golf, everything pretty much. Depending on whatever your sport is, we can help you succeed.
Awesome, man. And you know, that's so damn important. I can tell you this, Gareth, you're number four today.
Mm-hmm.
Since Sunday, now I got to remember who I had. Oh, I had Eric Gutman on Sunday. I had Bert Soren on yesterday. You're the third, and then we've got John Hart on at 4 o'clock from California. We have hit the mental end this week more than I think we ever have on any stuff we've done. I mean, it seems, you know, you and I hit it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We seem to hit it with everybody all the time because it seems to creep in with everything. I don't see how it can't. I always just call it the mental show. I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's like, it is so damn important. But, you know, let's get started. Obviously, you know, you've got quite a facility. You've moved into a new facility within the last 6 months. This is going to be interesting. Time under the bar, okay? Obviously, I'm going to tell you what I believe it is, and then you can correct me or we can go into this obviously a lot deeper. Obviously, is that going to be you or I, how many years we've spent doing things? Is that how I'm to read that, or is it something different, Gary?
That's how I look at it. You got to put the hours. And you and I both know we're lifetime lifters. It takes thousands of hours to get this down because there's so many details to it, and you have to get it ingrained to where it becomes naturally. You don't even think about it.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that because, you know, I still am a believer, practice, and you know, you have to make the time, and there's going to be a lot of things that you're going to be dealing with, whether you're a young guy coming up, a business owner. I mean, you and I both know there's, you know, like, I'm going to train tomorrow morning because, you know, I've got Bill Hinburn and I've got Logan Christopher on for the afternoon. You know, I have to pick my times like anything, but I'll tell you what, the time under the bar is really the guys that are really good, and you'll hear like, well, how did you know that? Or how did you come up with this idea? Or how did you construct this piece of equipment? Well, that's time under the bar.
That's right.
Sometimes life lends you lessons in many different ways. And it's like to do what you do, especially because, I mean, you're dealing with a hell of a lot more people than I am. You got to really know where you are and what you're doing.
That's right. I mean, it's not only do you, obviously you've got to build a level of strength because, yep, you know, in order to coach it, you have to do it. And I learned that years ago. And when I decided to become a strength coach, I said that, yep, to myself. It's like, hey, you've got to obtain a level of strength where people can respect you.
Yep.
Yeah. And mind you, there are others who, you know, are just naturally strong and, yep, and, you know, good for them. But it wasn't like that for me. It was a lifelong endeavor. And I just promised myself, it's like, hey, you got to get to this level. And it motivated me to train even that much harder and more consistent than ever before because I wanted to get to that level where, hey, man, this guy can lift some serious weight. And when you do that and then you let people know, hey, this didn't come overnight, there's a lot of respect involved with that.
Oh, totally. And I'll tell you what, I'd rather have the guy that's not a natural, yep, most of the time because they have a work ethic that usually is unstoppable. And, mm-hmm, When you put something like that in front of somebody, they're going to go after it. They're usually going to succeed with it. Mm-hmm. So it's very important, man. I mean, you know, like yourself, usually you can spot the athletes, but just because they're an athlete doesn't mean they're going to be a success.
I agree. And I tell everyone this is like, you know, people ask me sometimes who I've trained, and I love, you know, being a part of their lives and helping these talented boys get to the next level. But, you know, I'm always just looking for this average kid that's mm-hmm. pissed off and motivated mm-hmm. and wants to become something great.
Oh, yeah.
That's the most fulfilling job.
No, it is. And it's like, you know, people don't realize it brings you great satisfaction and it can have quite a bit of carryover into your life, too. It's not just one-sided. And I think it's a really great thing.
I love it.
You know something? I was saying it today to the guys, too. It's like, when I was talking to Frank, I was like, you know, there's a guy that's been around a long time, seen a lot of things in both private, you know, and training life, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, how couldn't you love this shit?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, but you have to have an understanding of it. It's not just about lifting weights. And, you know,
not.
You give.
It's
no,
so
you
much
give,
more than that.
Yeah,
it really is. It takes time to understand that.
Yeah.
And so you've got to get over that initial, you know, the pain and the suffering and to really see the benefits of this, you know, the game of iron, you've got to put in the time and it's not going to come overnight. And as with anything that's, you know, really rewarding, you have to put in the time and people do not want to do that for the most part. That's why all of these guys, especially on the show, we were just talking about it, you know, just a little while ago, that this cast is unbelievable because they just, you know, these guys have been through so much and they're so tough. I mean, mentally and physically, and just the respect that I have for everyone on the shows, it's just amazing. They're like gems, man. The people I admire and I just respect so much.
No, and it's a great thing because not only do we have great people here, and like I told you, there's more and more that are reaching out, or I'm reaching out to them. But, you know, learning this stuff obviously is a lifetime, but this is what we're trying to get impart to people big time. It's like, get into physical strength. I'm telling you, it'll be the greatest thing you ever did, but you're going to have to buy into it, mm-hmm. and you're not going to have to, you know, the first bad thing that comes, you don't quit, and you want to become a lifetime person of this stuff. And, you know, it's like I'm looking 3 years down the road what I want to do. I mean, how many guys have been in it like us for all these years are looking at things that way? Mm-hmm. Most people in privately, you know, they're looking to pare down now.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, not me. I'm looking to see what else I can succeed at. And I'm not going after anything small, man. I'm going after shit that's very harsh, right?
Yeah, so, crazy, too. I mean, but in a good way, though.
Yeah, exactly. But that's my personality. I just, and someday I'm going to have to probably let down and maybe become more of a docile guy, but I highly doubt it. That ain't going to happen. All right. So let's go into, obviously, sacrificing your time. We've talked about that a lot right now. As a strength coach, what do you find that, I mean, obviously you're busy. You've got people coming in. You got appointments. Mm. How do you get your time in for yourself?
Man, it's very difficult. I mean, I wake up at 4 a.m. and, you know, and I leave the gym at 7:45 p.m. And it's just a long day, and you've got to make time for yourself and schedule it in. You know, that's just part of it. You know, you have to set the example. And if you're not doing it, obviously others can see it. You know, but at the same time, though, too, you know, when it comes to sacrificing your time, you know, your athletes, you know, they're there. They're there because of you, and you've got to be organized. You have to have everything situated so whether you can take care of them while they're here. So whether it be any type of issue going on personally, whatever it is, you know, didn't sleep, you know, anything last night, what have you, tired or not, you've got to really be strong and motivated and just really push because you have to have that in order for these boys to succeed. That's just how it is. There's just no way around that.
No, that you're right. And another thing, too, is, I mean, you got to physically look as, I won't say imposing, but, you know, they're going to always admire a physical structure, too. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, It's like, you know, you've got to keep yourself in prime condition while you're trying to carry out what your job is and what you're doing for these gentlemen and ladies, whoever you're dealing with at the time. And it's very hard at times to balance. You know, I know with the stuff going on with me right now, it just seems like there's some days, man, I just don't even have a day. You know, I was thinking to myself this morning, I was like, boy, I just like to have a few hours. But you know what? You put the time and the energy in now. Down the road, you're going to be sitting on a beach, you know, in Hawaii if you want. You know, I'll be blogging or doing podcasts from there, you know, that's how I look at it. It's like you work hard, you build your brand, you treat people with respect, and you do as much as you can for others, giving them the ability to be able to have the responsibility to take care of them themselves. Now, I think that's a great thing. I remember one of the Rocky movies, man. It might have been, it might have been in two. I remember Mick saying to Balboa, it was like, what I want to give you is the ability to not only be able to take care of yourself in the ring, but outside of the ring.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, you're doing with these young men and women, and what I'm trying to do here if I train people or through motivation and muscle, we're trying to tell you that there is a level of responsibility you're going to have to step up to and be able to carry this out, because after Gareth or I or Rob Regish or any of these people, you know, they bestow routines on you, logic on you, you know, willpower on you. That's super, and hopefully you catch the majority of it. But at the end of the day, you've got to be able to execute, apply, and take action. So, you know, that's how I see that, too.
Completely agree. I mean, we said this before, too. What can be learned at the gym, man, it carries over to real world. It's got to make you tough. I mean, it's just how it is.
It is.
I mean, you the personality type that you have, these older guys that I see lifting, I'm in complete admiration of them. Even older than me, you know, guys in their 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. I just admire toughness, just knowing that they can keep on going with, and they've made it so far in life and successful at everything, and but continue to still, you know, lift and be passionate about it. It's just amazing to me.
The bottom line is, it's some people are just made to do it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody can lift, but there's a certain, you know, there's a different breed of men and women out there that can carry this on forever. And I'm hoping I hope everybody that's on here is that type, because I can't imagine life without it. I mean, it's just, you know, what am I going to go find out there that I want to do as much as this? Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll go chop trees down. I don't know. But they'll put me in jail for cutting trees. But you know, you get my point.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You find something you love, you know. I remember, I always think about Crowbar. They're a metal band. Your wife would probably know who they are, man, because she's into the metal. It's like, I remember the name of one of their discs. It was called Obedience Through Suffering, man. And I always liked that line, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was, and the music was just slow and crushing everything. Yeah. And it talked about all that stuff. Let's get into number three, learning how to connect with your athletes. Now, obviously, it's going to be the one-on-one, or if you're training a group of guys that, you know, that are all kind of like building this army together with you. What do you say with that, Gareth? How would you explain that to the audience?
Well, you know how we've discussed before, there's really no cookie-cutter format for training athletes. It's the same thing with finding out what motivates them. You know, you have to find, each kid is different. So you got to find out, like, hey, what they're interested in, what's going on in their personal life, and really care. You know, find out. That's the thing. Find out what makes them tick. Find out what's going on in their lives. And my opinion, honestly, you know, caring is a gift. You know, whether you have it or you don't. You know, some people really just don't give a shit. And so, they just don't care. But you have to be the complete opposite of that. You've got to be interested in all the details of their lives, and really find out what makes them tick.
Yeah. And remember this, anybody will take your money out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, no problem there at all, you know.
Well, you meet people, I've met them, you know, they'll come here and they'll, They're semi-ruined, man.
Yep.
And, you know, once you hit 35 years old, probably earlier now the way things are, it's pretty easy to see how their mind is, like, just devastated. And it's like, okay, how the hell am I going to pull you out of the abyss here? Because you and I both know you spend a lot of hours trying to motivate a lot of people. Now, with the younger guys, they aren't as tainted up yet, but there's still a lot of young people that have been through a lot of bullshit.
Well, you know what? There are. I mean, you'd be surprised. Yeah. Some of these kids' coaches, man, they're not the most motivating guys. And, you know, they beat on them too much. I understand, you know, where these coaches are coming from, because some boys do respond to negative reinforcement. But at the same time, though, there has to be those moments of, like, compliments and, like, you know, hey, you can do this. But if you're constantly negative and yelling, and I mean, you just become numb to it all.
Yeah, they turn. It's like anybody; they turn it right off. Man.
Yes. Yep.
You know, and the thing is, I think you call them out when they need to be called out. You don't have to be their buddy. I don't think a coach and an athlete need to be buddies. But if they have a level of respect and they know they can go to each other, I think that's how it works. You know. You look to build a lifetime with everybody, you know, whether they're around or not, and it really takes a long time to be friendly with people, to trust people, because we live in an era where it's a very untrusting way now that's out there. And I just think that the gym life, like, you know, where you are, what you do, you know how to do it, and it's like that's where you're ahead of the curve. And most of these establishments, let's face it, you know, like you're saying, cookie cutter. I don't care if they're hardcore or not. You know, probably the majority of them in there are a bunch of dickheads. and they don't really want to share information. Maybe they don't even know how to share it. So when you can get into a club that's good, you have a unique experience there, you know, that what like we're talking, it shapes you for the outside world, too. And I hope, you know, my hope is this. I really would like to see more gyms go underground again.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where it's at. I think there's so much shit up there now, and who knows what the next trend is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to force a lot of people that don't know where to go to come and maybe seek places out. I'm not saying you're underground, but you have a different logic and probably a different approach of most of the commercialized stuff around you. That's what needs to be established now.
It's funny you say that because there's a local magazine over here that covers sports in the Houston area called Vibe. And the editor of the magazine came by and one day he goes, man, you would not believe what I had to do to find you. He goes, you're off the grid, man.
Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah.
Now they found you. Now we know you're there.
Yep.
And I personally think that's what's going to happen. I think it's like everything that's going on right now. There's this level of saturation where people eventually just are not going to be able to do it anymore. The brain's not going to accept it anymore. And places like yours, you know, hopefully shows like this, they're going to thrive like you've never seen before, because there is a hunger and thirst to know. And they're not getting that off YouTube and the internet and, you know, these guys coming on saying, well, if you don't do this, you're going to be, well, yeah, okay. You know what I mean? It's like, I would never have anybody do anything I have not done. I have never spoken on this show about anything I have not done. And everybody that's on here is the same way, because we will not have any phonies on here talking shit with anybody. I will cut you right off the show. Yeah. Bang, you're gone. So
that's what seems to be out there. I mean, out there right now, it's like, you know, the louder the bark, the more attention. It's crazy. You know,
well,
but unfortunately, that's what attracts people. I don't even know what to call it. It's just loud.
Hey, you know something? My chiropractor, God rest his soul, John Ridge. I remember he sent me a postcard about 4 years ago. He passed away last year, and he was a big supporter of what I was doing. You know, he was in his 70s. I used to love to talk to him, man. It was like a guy that just made total sense, that had been around the world, had seen things, and et cetera, et cetera. And he used to call me Silent Strength all the time.
Like,
he goes, you're a funny guy in some ways where I like to watch you around people. You don't say much. He said, but I know you're evaluating them right there, whether you want to spend time with them or you don't. And he's right. I've always been that way. When I'm around new people, I just kind of sit there and listen because, you know, if you open your damn ears, you can learn a lot.
Yep.
And I think that's imperative. Here's a good one right here. Willing to consistently learn and teach others. Okay. Well, that's a big thing, and obviously you and I are of the same ilk there. So elaborate on that, if you would.
Well, you know, I think a lot of ego comes in this business, and people think, well, you know, I've produced this many, you know, champions, and, you know, we know everything. It's impossible to know everything. You know, you have to really go out of your way to find new things and submerge yourself with others who are trying to become better. And that's why I talk to, you know, guys like you and the guys on the show and then other strength coaches, whatever their field of specialty is, that, you know, that's what we'll discuss. And then we can incorporate it into our training. So the training itself should be constantly evolving. There's never, it's never a status quo, like where that's it. You know, obviously you emphasize.
One size fits all.
Yeah,
right.
Not like that. Obviously, you've got to. Now, here we go again. We always emphasize the fundamentals and learn the details about the lift. But at the same time, though, once you're beyond that, you know, we can really get into some advanced things and really learn a lot. And you just have to constantly be hungry for that. You can't just be, you know, let your ego get in the way and ask for help. You have to ask others.
Well, yeah. And I think, too, is this. I think not enough people give things enough time.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it's a very fast paced world and we're used to getting things right away. Well, the bottom line is this: with weightlifting, if you're a true champion of weightlifting, and we hope you are, if you're not, you will be, you are constantly learning. And if you train alone like I do, that was probably the best learning experience I ever had because not only did I come out with different routines, I designed equipment that we built and we're building more stuff. Why? Well, number one, that's the way I am. When you open a business and you're an entrepreneur and you love what you do like we do, you got to become creative at times, especially when you train alone. You're training with big weights, stuff that potentially could hurt you or kill you. You have to put the judgment in your own corner and say, okay, I'm going to design this so I can press because I don't have anybody spot me. Or I want to do partials, or I got to design a stone, you know, et cetera, et cetera. When you're like this, you're going to be one hell of a lifter. You don't have to be world's strongest man, but I'll tell you what, you can be pretty goddamn strong and you can be pretty mentally tough. So don't be afraid to go out and read things. Look at, you know, video or whatever's out there. But remember this, with an air of caution, a good high percentage of it is all bullshit.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You have to have a filtration system. Because
absolutely.
I'm telling you, I'm constantly surfing the internet, trying to find out, you know, new ways and things that look is great. It's crazy, though, because you see something like, man, that looks really cool. And then you do it yourself like, man, this sucks. You know, like as far as like it's really not as effective. It just looks cool. You know, and you've got to filter through a lot of things. So I honestly say this, out of the one out of maybe, you know, 200 or 300 things I find, I'm like, okay, this actually works. There's a lot of bullshit out there.
So just think of all the kids and even the adults that are looking at it and saying, huh? You know what I mean? Or let's try it. Oh, my God, I pulled something. I tore something. You know, that's the thing. And that's where a great trainer, and I'm talking someone that really understands things, is the best thing you'll ever tackle, because if you want to reach those goals and you don't know how, this is where somebody can walk into your life and make a big change.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try high energy and motivation.
Well, I think you're an expert on this, Eric.
I don't know. Yeah, but you go ahead, man. Lay it down.
I'm just going to tell a quick story. You know, my brother, the youngest of the six, he died actually this Thursday. Will be a year. His name was Jared, and he was a freak athlete. This kid could do anything. You know, he was an amazing boxer, and I always respected him for the work he put in towards that, and a great football player too. And you know, when he did pass away last year. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not to brag or boast. I'm just saying the difficulty of this is actually, you know, how much you have to love this, because, you know, I think I took 2 days off and then right back at it. And a smile on my face. Yeah, I was hurting inside, and I still do today. But, you know, it.
Well, to get back, it's the therapy, man. You know, it's the therapy, you know.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. I lost my brother, too. It's been a long time. And not a day goes by that I don't think of Jim.
Yeah.
But Jim has also propelled me to where I probably am today, besides, you know, a good foundation of family and all this training. And I've been very blessed to meet a lot of good people along the way. Some I'm still with, some I'm not. And you got to be highly motivated to go out and play around with this kind of stuff, because the majority of the populace don't understand it. To them, you know, we grab our little 2-pound dumbbells in each hand and we go through 500 exercises and we're sweating and we're this and we're that. And you know what? Good for you if it works, but I can tell you, you're paying a lot of money for a lot of bullshit.
Yep.
Because, you know, you and I both know, to get to any level of weight training, I don't care if you're going for a 100-pound press overhead to a 1,000-pound squat to, you know, whatever, okay? These are highly motivated individuals that most people are not going to be able to connect to mentally. You know, you can sit and talk to them, but they're never going to understand what your motives are. And, you know, I've had people ask me it so many times, girlfriends, you know, what's the point? I mean, what's the point of getting up in the morning then? What's the point of driving your car to wherever you're working? What is the point of breathing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, ask yourself all those questions. Tell me if you come up with an answer. I mean, look it. I, like you and everybody else we know with the show and all the other people that are out there training their ass off, trying to figure out something, man, they like to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
and not buying into all this other crap to make them happy that does nothing for them a few months later. You know, look at yourself, look into yourself, and figure it out, man. It's like, you know, there's plenty of good stuff out there, as we said. You know, there's good motivational information, you know, you can order or listen to online. There are some people, like Gareth said, that maybe makes some sense you can learn from. But I still say the best teacher is, obviously you'd have to be training for a while, but go out and try some shit on your own, man. You know, go out and experiment. Go out and think about something that would make a change to what you're doing. These things are all essential to getting to where you get. But unless you have the high energy and motivation, as Gareth would say, I'll be honest with you, you're sitting in mud. Basically, you know, what do you think?
I agree. You know, it's just real easy to quit. And especially this day and age, you know, everyone has an excuse. But you know, when you're a champion, there are none. You have to make it happen. There are no choices. There's certain things in life. And I think people have a hard time coming to terms with that. It's like, you just have to do it and figure it out. And yeah, sure, you'll make some mistakes as you go along, but you know what? Just keep trying and pushing hard and see, you know, that there is light at the end of the tunnel. You just got to keep pushing and surround yourselves. Here we go again, the mental aspect of it, and surrounding yourselves with, you know, like-minded people, and you'll make it happen. There's no doubt in my mind, whatever it is you're committed to, you know, it'll happen. You will get a lot back in return.
Well, there's this girl I know, and she works at a place that I go to usually every couple weeks, and I remember her talking one day. She says, I'm on a diet, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, that's good. You know, I didn't want to say to her, I knew that you're not going to follow through. And obviously, I don't know what she was doing about training or anything. I didn't really want to get into that because she's talked to me about things before. And she's like, you train people? I'm like, yep. And she's like, you know, what would you do? And I'm like, well, I'm sure whatever I would do is totally ass backwards from what you're learning. And I said to her, you know, I said to her, is a diet doing it? She goes, well, I started losing, but I've stopped. And I just said to her kindly, I said, that doesn't surprise me. I said, you know, there's certain things physically you're going to have to do. And anybody that is working with you would say, all right, the diet's not working. We got to start changing things. So, and I said to her too, I was very honest with her. I said, you know, you're a woman, obviously. And I was like, and I love to hear him say that. Oh, we don't care about our looks. And she said to me, I care very much about how I look. And I was like, okay. So, you know what I mean? I didn't go any further with her. I just said, good luck. And, you know, if she says to me, I'd like to come with you and learn, I'd be fine. But this is not going to be an experience you've ever dealt with either.
Yeah. You can only do so much. You know, when I'm out in public, you know, maybe I need to be better at self-promoting myself, but you're not like a salesman. You know, you kind of give a little bit of information, see how they bite at it, and then, you know, and how they respond, then you can take it from there. You know, it's just really, I'm just not really big on forcing anything like that because, you know, you're dealing with the general population here. I hate to sound negative, but we know their mindset.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, when you've been raked over the coals a little bit, you know, you're not so accepting about jumping on to, you know, like I would be very unorthodox with her, which she has never seen it. And if she walked up my driveway, she'd be like, I ought to turn around and leave, you know, because it's not going to be a nice little civilized looking gym. I mean, you're coming up, you're seeing stone after stone, tire, you know. That's the impression I want to give you, that when you walk up the driveway, you aren't fucking around here, right? And the whole thing is, I think it creates a mindset of aggression. I am aggressive, man. Mm-hmm. I want males and females that when they come here, we're laying the shit on the line. We're tattooing you with leather, man, and we're ready to go. If you can get that established to people the way I try to pull that off, very few of them are going to fail unless they just give out mentally.
Yeah.
But I find that I've had enough people where I think they've been at the brink so bad that at this point we're going to do whatever this guy says and hopefully we make it. So I think that's a big thing. But, yeah, like yourself, I can only listen to so much of that stuff because I really want to turn around and say to you, what the fuck's wrong with your head, man? Are you going to do something or not? But you do that, and you'll probably get tears. So I just say, okay.
That's the thing is that, you know, our mindset is very different from theirs. You know, we have to make it happen.
We're used to going and doing things.
Yes.
Gareth.
That's
the thing. They're not. They're used to somebody saying, okay, I understand your pain.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So what happens when you get over the pain? Yeah. You know, All right, and the last we got here is patience, and no success will not happen overnight, which is key here. So hit it with that. What do you got?
Well, you know, just looking back 10 years ago when I started my gym, it was in the garage. I think it was about 200 square feet. I had two clients. So, I mean, you know, this type of success in this business does not happen overnight because it takes time to build your reputation.
And sure does.
And any of the younger guys or anyone who's really, you know, starting their gym, just understand it's an endeavor. It is not going to happen overnight. Nope. And you've got to really put in your time. And it always, you know, it goes back to all the points that we discussed, is that you've got to make a lot of sacrifices. You got to, whether it be special events, holidays, even your family, unfortunately, you know, the gym has to come first because that's what you're trying to establish and you're trying to lay down a foundation. And it's not an easy process. You know, you have to really put in the time and you can make it happen. It's just a matter of, you know, how long, you know, are you willing to push to make it happen?
Well, and that's a big thing, man. It's like, it's a hard endeavor. It's like, you want to make things happen. You know, you really want to have, you know, you want to see people have success. That's the whole thing. But the only way they're going to have success is you're going to have success. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you can't have one without the other. And when you're trying to put this whole thing together, it's very time consuming and you're really trying to make your mark. And if you don't, you know, if you can't do that, I would say be very careful what you enter into. Okay. Because, you know, I understand sometimes maybe it's a little bit safer to just go work for somebody or whatever you want to do. I mean,
it is.
If you're gonna, yeah, but a lot of, look at the unhappiness with a lot of and you know, I don't know what it is that people want. It's like I look at it this way. If you like what you're doing, love what you're doing, success is going to come. I mean, but it's not going to come overnight. Sometimes maybe it does with some people, but the majority of the time it's like anything. Put the effort in, you know, go after a career that you really love to do. And, you know, when you love something, man, it's definitely going to work for you. And that's how I see most of this stuff. There's no easy solutions to anything. No. But the idea is be smart, keep developing, treat people with respect, be there on time, look people in the eye when you shake their hand, basic things like that. Greet people. Let them know that they're more than just a name or somebody that you're going to give me X number of dollars at the end of the week, all right? That, you know, you'd be surprised. A little of that goes a long way, and I think that that's a big problem, man. It's like you should be willing to give, not when you're giving your time, but you should give people the honest to God respect, you know, acknowledge them, because you'd be surprised just things like that, how that would help your business and how they're going to say, well, this guy Gareth, man, he's great. He comes in, he's on time. You know, we get started, we always shake hands or we say a good morning. You know, it's very important. I think to own gyms and do podcasts and greet the public, I think you have to have a certain personality too.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, I could put anybody on this show. Maybe they have the personality to replace me for a show or two. But then again, maybe not. You know, I mean, people have gotten used to me.
You know, you're bringing up a great point here. And I think that this happens quite a bit, even in the gym industry. Is that a coach will come in and you know, they'll build the business somewhat and they'll bring in other trainers or strength coaches to replace him. You can't do that. You've got to be there. It's just like, Eric, you've got to be there to do the shows. Everybody wants to, and I'm not just saying this, it is they want to hear you.
Yeah. Because, you know, nothing against our good friend Roger. When Roger was doing the show with, let me see, who was it? It was myself and Steve Helmicky, and I was into it kind of, but he was the guy asking the questions. I mean, people are like, we love Roger, but we want you doing the interviewing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because they get used to an attitude or a voice or whatever. And to be honest with you, it was like, I can't be two Erics. So, you know, it's like, that's the way it is. But it's funny how, you know, people get used to a person and the way they carry the show. And, you know, I know most of the people that come on and, you know, I've had people that kind of left big holes in the show, and you got to know how to fill it with your voice or start another piece of the conversation up. It's, you know, it is a gift to be able to talk to people. Because if you meet people, Garrett, and I mean, and my mom said this to me a million times, she's like, you just have a knack for doing this. She said, you love to talk to people. You always have. You'll talk to anybody. And, you know, like she says, you know, that you don't realize what a gift you got there, because the majority of people really, you know, you'll be lucky if they look up at you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know, I look at it this way. It's like if you can bring somebody on or bring somebody in your gym and you make them comfortable and you get to see what they accomplish, I think your job's done then, man.
Yep.
You know, they decide how far they want to go, you know, with like HCP barbell or M&M or Fiorello barbell. That's up to them at that point. But to be able to get them to that point, I think is a pretty special thing, man.
Yeah, I mean, that right there said perfectly, because it's up to them. You know, you like you said, and I'm really big on that, is like making them feel comfortable in their environment, making them understand like, hey, you could accomplish this. Do you want to put in the time? And, you know, just because, you know, everyone comes here or one person comes here, whoever, it's up to them to make that choice. To like, hey, you just got to lead them up to that point. And then you can. That's why I never claim. I know, you know, I produced a lot of D1 football players, and I don't like. It's not like me boasting or anything like that. But it's really. It comes down to them. I always tell everyone that is that they always say thank you to me. I'm like, man, no, thank you. You're you know, the athlete listened to me. You know, it wasn't like I was forcing him to do anything. It was his decision to listen to my advice, and he's the one who put in the time, so he's the one who gets, you know, all the reward. I mean, that's just how I look at it.
Well, that's the best way to go with it. We're just about at the end of the show. Do you got anything else to add, sir?
Man, that's it. We covered a lot and all the points that I wanted to discuss. Heck yeah.
Why don't you give everybody your information? I'll give them mine, then we'll talk off the air briefly, please.
Sure. I'm Gareth Denyer. I'm the owner, operator, strength coach here at HCP Barbell. We're on the north side of Houston. We can also be found in social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, even Snapchat. So I know the younger listeners they like that app. And also my website is hcpbarbell.com, and you can find my information there, my email, and my phone number if you want to call or text.
Cool. This is Motivation Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We are sponsored by U.S. Wellness Meats, Saugerties Chiropractic Center, Dr. William Wong's Essentials, AtomicAthletic.com, and MuscleMass.com. So go out and look at all these gentlemen, and I guarantee you will be treated super. Well, let's see. FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com. We are on iTunes and Stitcher. Let's see, we're on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. Twitter at Fiorello Eric. If you'd like Gareth and I to talk about anything that you're interested in, contact me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. And I think that's it. Gareth, great show, man. I'll get this up as quick as I can. I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. Anytime. So for Gareth Denyer, this is Eric Fiorello. Well, we thank you for listening to the show. And as I always say, today or any day when someone comes to you, whether it's in the gym or out in the concrete jungle, give them your time, because I'm telling you, you don't know what you're shaping there. Who knows? It's a very interesting prospect. But right now, I think a lot of us are thirsting for someone to just maybe give us a little bit of time. So if that happens to you, show your real strength, show your colors, man, and go out there and just show your manliness. So we'll be talking to you again very shortly. I've got another podcast, and tomorrow we got Bill Hinburn and Logan Christopher on, and then we've got, I think, four more on Thursday. That's when Rob Regish is on. So Gareth and I will be talking to you in the next few weeks. So have a great week, and thanks for listening. I greatly appreciate your support, and we will be talking to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.